I didn't know this, but you're one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against Sacramento. So can you tell us about that?
Yes. I was camping, and it was like four or five of us ladies was camping in a spot where this guy had some space at his, it was a radiator shop. And he only opened certain hours of the day, and he told us as long as we are up when he comes to open, and his parking lot, his little driveway area was cleaned up, it was okay. So we did camp there for several months. And then all of a sudden, one day, police comes flying around the corner and dumped out all of our stuff, told us we had 5 minutes to vacate the premises, and took all of our stuff. They didn't give us any reasons. We just had to leave. And even though we had permission to be there, it still was not right.
Now, you don't think you were betrayed by the owner of the shop?
No, because he wanted to know what happened. Mm-hmm. Because we watched his shop at night.
Do you have any idea who gave the order to take you out of there?
I have no idea who gave the order. But it was several police. They came and they took all everybody's stuff. We could only get what we could carry away from the place, and they deliberately dumped. They wouldn't even let us try to get stuff to get our stuff away. They just said, leave.
What kind of stuff did people lose?
I lost the machine that I check my sugar with.
You're a diabetic?
Yes, I am. I lost my cell phone. I lost all my medication. I lost my bedding. I lost all my clothes, my Bible. And I had just got blessed with that Bible. I lost everything.
Did you keep your ID?
Yes, I had that on me.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, but everything else, personal, except two blankets and a pillow.
And there was no warning, no nothing?
Nothing. They just showed up. They were there.
And so you're suing them for what?
For stealing my stuff, because that's just like stealing. They just came and took my stuff. I didn't have a chance to get it back. Never seen it again. They didn't tell us where we could get it. They didn't tag nothing. They didn't bag nothing. They just dumped it.
It happens all over, I'm sorry to say, even though they had that landmark judgment in Fresno against just that exact same thing, you know. Tell me, can you give people an idea when you see the cops come in and just take your stuff without warning? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel betrayed. It makes me feel vandalized. It makes me feel... I'm trying to think of the word. It just makes me feel less than a person, and I am a human being. And it's like they're just scraping me up off the ground like I'm a piece of bubble gum stuck to the ground and dumping me in the garbage, sweeping me to the side for the street sweeper to pick up.
Well, you certainly deserve better than that. Where does the lawsuit stand?
Well, this month, on the 30th, we go in front of our first judge, so we'll see. It's been 4 years ongoing, and this is the first time we've been able to go talk to a judge.